Thank you for calling LMP. May I help you?
Hey, is Jim in by chance?
Yes, one second.
Thank you.
Jim Denny, may I help you?
Hey, Jim, this is Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How you been?
Fine, Tyler. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Been having a good week here so far, so I'm not complaining.
Well, awesome.
I just kind of wanted to reach out. You know, we had talked here, it looks like, about two and a half weeks ago. I know you were pretty busy there with some paperwork there at the end of the month there. I just kind of wanted to see where things were at there and if you had some time there to kind of look over the offer we had sent out.
I looked at it a little bit right now. I mean, I really hadn't had a chance to see maybe if I got an application on it or something on and seeing, you know, on our needs, because, I mean, obviously on some stuff with, from recalling, like, some equipment needs and stuff, I mean, those usually come more towards the spring. We're usually in pretty good shape there. So it's like, you know, it's like, okay, I mean, it'd be nice doing it. I mean, we had like a piece we bought, but we were able just to fund that on cash and doing it because it was like, It wasn't a large amount. So doing that, but you know, as far as doing that, I mean, what would really come in for me is more like we usually try to hone down to buy our equipment towards beginning at the first of the calendar year and make sure we got it all. You know, we usually start looking at the needs and then buying it, making sure we got it in place ready to go by mid March, and doing it and stuff. But that's where. That's when we're really gonna. That's obviously the time we'd have the need for something like that more than there at this point. That's, you know, from a timing. We pretty much get the, you know, because we're in the landscape. We pretty much want to see what we've got, have time to go through to see what needs to be replaced at that point. Then, you know, take our inventories, make sure, and then you know, evaluate the equipment needs, look at that, and then. You know, go out and actually procure it. So, doing that because I'd like to look at some alternative ways of doing it. We're going through a leasing company right now, and I think I can probably get a little bit better rate.
Yeah, of course. Is your fiscal year kind of end there around that time too? Is that why you guys?
We're December year end. Yeah.
Okay.
So,
do you guys usually take advantage of the Section 179 there? Is that?
We'll take advantage of it as much as we can use it.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, in using something like that, it might be, you know, if we had something where we could look at it that, projected it right, that, hey, you know, we could go ahead and buy something and take it and take 179 against and expense it, I might push up a little bit into the 2016 as opposed to pushing it out into the next calendar year. But that would be, you know, that would be the only reason. I mean, we might have use for it, but normally most of that comes in using it to have it in, you know, to have it basically there in place by mid, you know, close to mid late March. So when it comes in, people start, you know, when things crank up, have the equipment available for people to use.
Yeah,
you know, that's where it comes in, because I mean, that the stuff's going to wear out. We got to replace pieces of it. Just like fleet, anything like that. So at that point,
there was a question there I was going to ask you last time, and I totally forgot to bring it up. But have you ever looked into refinancing the equipment that you do have with the vendors currently?
I have not. I mean, doing it, I don't. I'd have to look at. It would depend. It might, you know, might be something to look at because if it made sense. On some of it, I know the one we just did, one was, I think a 3-year, I did the other over a 2-year, but that was smaller equipment.
I see.
I really want to get to on the smaller equipment. I don't even want to finance it. It turns it too fast, for my being. I mean, we're able to do it and use it, but a lot of that ends up, we have to replace it. I mean, we basically replace it while we're going, but I'm paying for stuff that I'm not even using anymore. It doesn't make a lot of sense.
Although it's not
a terrible amount of money from a standpoint. It just makes more, to me, it makes more sense to go ahead and if I can fund that with a cash thing and instead of using that, the equipment, I, The equipment I want to buy is more like the lawnmowers, things like that. They're going to last for a longer time, not your trimming type equipment and things. Those have a tendency, the life is just not as long on them.
I got you.
I mean, some of them might do it, but they're not as expensive, but they just don't have this. They don't last as long. Those definitely with heavy use have to be replaced more often.
Yeah.
So
The situation that I was actually going to bring up here was possibly. I mean, if you did want to look into just refinancing some of the equipment you do currently have, just to get your foot in the door, get familiar with the programs here, and actually solidify yourself, because then come early mid next year, you're already in the system and you're actually going to be open to more programs than you would have if you were a first timer, and getting your foot in the door on something a little bit smaller, not quite as I don't want to say risky, but I'd say larger amounts of money there that you were looking to maybe refinance. It might be a good option for you, just so you're in the system. Your risk is going to go down the longer you're with us. So when it does come time to finance equipment down the road or capital, you're already going to be with us, and you're going to be open to better programs than if you did it early mid next year. So that was something I kind of wanted to just bring up, because I know you weren't looking to do anything major here until the end of the year, early next year. But it might be
something. I can look at that. I'll try to look at it in the next week or so, see if there's something that might be a possibility. I need to go back and look, make sure. I mean, the first thing I got to determine is on who we're with now, if I got any prepayment issues, because that could obviously affect whether I wanted to refinance or not. So, and then look into the program, so to see if it's even feasible from the standpoint, or if
that's I'm, for lack of a better term,
stuck with what I've got until I amortize it out.
Exactly.
But I'll have to go back and check some of those. But I can do that, and also maybe look at the thing and see if some of that may make some sense. So don't mind going through the little due diligence on that, because if it does that. So I'll try to do that within the next week or so.
Yeah, I know you said you made some somewhat big purchases there last year with some equipment. So if there was anything you wanted to refinance it, get a little bit of cash there. Cash flow there for you. You'll just be making payments to us as opposed to them, and then come time to make the big move there in 2017, you're already solidified, and you're going to get into even better programs than you would have before. So it's definitely something to consider. I'll give you a few weeks there to kind of look over some possibilities there. I know a lot of programs actually do a prepayment penalty, and it's funny because here we are the complete opposite. We actually have discounts for paying back your capital and equipment. It only makes sense. I know, we want our money eventually, so you giving it to us early, we can reinvest it, make more money. To me, that's the only way that makes sense.
And the thing is, because if you get a discount and you can take advantage of it and doing it, if you got it, go ahead and do it, because, I mean, we're saving. I mean, we save interest if we pay it off, so it makes a lot of sense. So. No doubt. Anyway, I'll definitely take a look at that and try to swing back with me in a few weeks and let me see if it's something might be able to do. So I'll be more than happy to take a look at it.
Yeah, I'll pencil you in here in about 2 weeks. Give you some time to maybe possibly look into anything like that.
Okay.
If anything does come up before then, definitely feel free to reach out. I got your email here as looks like jim.denny@lmppro.com. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Yeah, so you got my information there. My direct dial is in the email there. If anything does come up, or if you have any questions maybe on some details there on the programs for looking into refinancing, if there's some difficulties with the current one you have, shoot that over, and I can try and get an answer there for you fairly quick.
All right. Very good. Appreciate it.
All right. No worries, Jim. We'll be in contact.
Okay. All right. Take care. Bye-bye.